Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Freedom Friday. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And I have a special guest. That's right, Mr. Kendrick Thomas. This brother invited me onto his show. He is more than just a black brother from our community with the show. He's like someone's school administrator. Man, when people in Texas turn on the airwaves, educators, community, everyone listens to this brother. He has a powerful platform that is connecting the Texas community, all the business people, all the teachers. He is bringing us all together. You've seen Oprah do it with OWN, but today I want to give you the one brother who owns what it is to be a real man. He owns what it is to have the village concept and bring it back to the community. Everyone, prepare yourselves for Mr. Kendrick Thomas. Are you with us today?
I am with you. Thank you for having me. And thank you for that introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas, for coming on. Can you tell the people, where specifically are you located in Texas?
Houston, H-Town, home of the Rockets.
Oh, H-Town in the house. Yes, sir. And give us your background. The people want to know, how did you become that administrator? And also, what brought you into, you know, starting your own television production company?
Yes. Well, as far as the school life, I would say, in 2001, I met a kid, and I was helping him because I was a para in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is my hometown. And so the kid got it, and I seen a light come on, and I said, wow, look at that happen. And so education was one of the places I was able to find instant gratification. Like, if I show it to you, and you get it, bam, wow, and we all leave feeling better, like, in 5 minutes. So I kept doing that. Fast forward 2003, I think I moved to Houston from Shreveport, Louisiana. You know, my friend told me Thursday, man, why don't you move and go to school down here? Tuesday, he came and picked me up, and I never came back home. Like, just in 4 days, I said, let's do this. And, you know, came and started going to school. I graduated from University of Houston, my first year teaching, and that was pretty much it. So I went to high school, got my master's while teaching high school, football coach, English teacher. And then after that, I moved back to Houston because I left and went to College Station, like Texas A&M, all that good stuff. And so then finally, when I got back to Houston, I started working at an elementary school in 2013. And I am still at that elementary school now as the assistant principal. But I started as a teacher at that school. So that was it.
Is amazing. One of the things I love as a teacher is knowing how important our men are. I was just thinking about what the journey looks like for you to be the administrator in an elementary school. Now, for those people that are listening, let me tell you how amazing it is just to have not just a black man, the powerful man. As an educator, the kids could be going crazy because of just the moon being full. And then you come to the classroom door, say nothing, just stand there, and suddenly all the kids are quiet and disciplined. And that's the reason why, as an educator, I know that great men like yourself go leave the classroom quickly and end up being administrators, because the village concept of what we need to keep us sane. How many years have you been in admin?
This will be year number 6. Yeah, this will be year number 6, and so it's been fun. I'll say that much. You know, as the more it goes, I think the easier it gets. Kind of like the teacher who teaches the same lesson plan, you know, over and over each year. She will always figure out ways to refine it, and so every year is figuring out new ways to do discipline, figuring out new ways to teach kids empathy, and so that's what it's about. You know, I'm getting better and better at not sending kids home because we're figuring out different ways to do that.
Ooh. Now, before we get down this road about television, that's something pinnacle right now. I want to know, and parents home want to know, how can they find that balance? Because right now we can't call the administrators to come in and save the day, and parents are actually trying to find a balance between work life and helping their kids. Can you give some recommendations on discipline when it comes to virtual learning?
Man, that's a good one. You know, because at home it is different. I think doing the virtual, sometimes you may have to talk to kids about the why. You know, just the why you're here, but also why this virtual world is important. Like, for instance, my school in the springtime, it was very lackadaisical, if I could use that word. You know, if you show up, you show up. If you don't show up, it's okay. But now, in this fall time, I'm over attending, so I'm sending out letters to kids who are not showing up to virtual, saying, you know, this could be credit on your truancy, you know, things like that. And so, the biggest thing would be talking to the kids and having them understand the importance of what's going on, but then also making sure to keep that schedule mirror school as close as possible, you know, so then they understand why they're going, and then it kind of feels like almost the same, because that's what we're trying to do on our end as far as with the teachers. We got them on for the morning meetings, you know, not an 8 hour straight Zoom, but you do have those times. We even have the block teachers coming in, so just mirroring that school situation as much as possible, but taking that time to have those conversations regarding the fear and anxiety that kids and the boredom that they have from being at home so long.
That's good stuff. And the digital footprint is coming up to be really important right now for truly our kids. We're using social media and all these platforms just, you know, for play, and now they're incorporating education. Any words of wisdom for the people out here, whether we got kids that's listening or parents, when it comes to being responsible with your digital footprint when it comes to online education? What do you recommend?
One of the biggest things that I'm seeing is, man, I'm gonna have to say it all starts with the monitoring from the parent, you know, because online, I'm elementary, so I can speak from that experience. But we got kids who are jumping on, and they're cursing all in the chat boxes, you know. Outside doing private conversations, sending emails through the Zoom. So I think it all starts with just really the parent monitoring. But then at the end of the day, you still got to come back and have that conversation with the kid and show them why. You know, the biggest I could say for me, like, let's say a kid is on the bus and he's having a hard time. When I talk to them kids, I'm gonna almost pull up some incidences of where buses have crashed. Right, and then I'm gonna say, look, guys, this is the realization of what happens when you don't listen to what we do. And so I think those have to be the conversations and the models that we're going through discipline, or we're going through the importance of knowing what happens when you put stuff out in the world. All of those have to be modeled and really given examples so kids can see it.
I love that you're bringing these things up because we're talking a lot this summer about being accountable as a community of people of color, and you're bringing up conversations that we cannot just allow the school administrator to be the father that's not available in the home. We have to all come up to the table and actually understand the why. That keeps coming up a whole lot. And before, you know, it's almost like church school was a babysitting daycare center back in the day. And now with virtual school and kids being at home, you can no longer physically send your child to that building to be babysat. So I really appreciate that you're giving everyone just something to think about, because these kids don't realize this stuff on the internet is forever.
Forever, you know. And so it's, man, I've had to call kids in, you know, from things that expired or transpired at home, but it was a social media post where it offended somebody else, or it was an inbox, and so then the parents come with these inboxes, and now it's at the schoolhouse now. So, but it all starts from kids being, you know, just irresponsible online, but then do they know the true ramifications of what happens 10 years from now? And so then, you know, just like I said, you just got to inform them, got to talk to them.
That's right. So all the parents out there, Mr. Thomas is letting us know that we need to have these conversations before you end up in his office with a little one-on-one. I never like to get called in the principal's office. I want to know, as a teacher, since you are our leader, you know, what do you recommend for all educators out here that we do to start the school year and maintain some good mental health since we're dealing all these people's children? Come on, admin, help me out.
I would say the biggest thing, which I've really been intentional about this year, is just having grace, right? As educators, we are truly building this plane as we fly. And so then we have to really pay attention to what we're doing, but also got to understand it's going to be some mistakes. You know, things are not going to be perfect. We think about going back to, what's that, is that Maslow, I think? So we're starting with basic needs, right? I got to worry about my safety before I can worry about this lesson plan. You know, in some cases, you got teachers turning in lesson plans and wheels in the same day. So it's like, you got to have that grace, and you got to understand, and hopefully the administration understands, man, look, this walkthrough ain't going to be the same. So I got to really just focus in on that, take care of yourself, and then be able to fill up your cup before you can pour into somebody else.
I'm taking notes, Mr. Kendrick. I need it because we look to our leaders to help us. And these are times that none of us are certain what's ahead. But I want to know, and the people want to know, the next thing, how did you start this KTV, this Cat TV? Oh, yeah. Where did this come from? Because suddenly it felt like all the teachers who needed you just in one role, we got a chance to just go to social media and still get some of this drip. You had drip for sale, and you're giving the people stories. Where did this come from?
Mm-hmm. So the whole KTTV brand, like, I was like, okay. I had my brother died from suicide. And so we always talked about, like, doing social media and doing motivation and uplifting things. And now I see, man, maybe he was needing that. And so that's why we always talked about it, if he, you know, died from suicide. And so we was working on that. And then I had another friend of mine who we were working on Texas early childhood trainings. And so we were going and we were going to be talking to teachers, early educators, you know, just about classroom discipline. And so I said, she died. And they both died within like 2 weeks of each other. And so then, yeah, it was crazy. So, like, and I say it's crazy because when she died May 20th, her family reached out to me May 23rd. But because we aren't friends on social media, then their message went to a different box. You know, they went to the where you got to approve the messages. And I kept calling her, going by a house. She would never answer. I'm worried. And finally, June 3rd, I seen that box. And so by then, I missed, like, everything, you know. And so I missed everything. And so, but her funeral was the day that my brother killed himself, so I would have been, it was even more crazy, would have been a crazy day. But I used that tragedy to say, okay, I want to make sure that nobody else cannot at least go to my page and see something that will get them through the day. And so then that's why I do my quotes every day. That's why I do so much motivational stuff. But then also, how can I be a voice for teachers and go back still into that training thing that I had going with my friend? And so through that, that's when I started coming up with ways to just give back and inform people. And so then that's how we got KTTV. That's how I got all the interviews, community. You know, I was just in a training yesterday with some teachers, and we had a breakout session of five teachers. And they was like, well, how do you get over this anxiety, this upcoming back? And I said, well, look, man, I got a radio show and I got a podcast. I talk to people each week. And one of the teachers, principals, because we were all principal meeting, he said, man, okay, I seen that before. You talked to one of my old students. You know, and so just that's what it's about, because he's in the community as an educator, and the student is now in the community doing something positive. And look how I get to bring that student back to him. And he get to see what he poured in 2 years later. You know, and so that made me feel really good.
Oh, man, Kendrick, Thomas, brother, you are more than just an amazing smile. I had no idea that was the story behind it. Can you share with me? I want more. I want to know about one of these interviews that has just made an impact for others in the community. Because right now in Texas, I hear that you are going to a higher level. It's not just the podcast. This is exploding. Can you share with us some other great, great episodes you had? Because I want the people to tune in.
Man, it's been so many because they are all different and so unique, you know. So, I mean, we got, for instance, I had one guy on who he does nonprofits. And, like, he's really big in the city on setting up nonprofits. And so once I dropped that video, I had about 5-6 people, I want to say within the first week of, well, can you put me together with him? Or I like this. And so I was able to bring those people in for him. I did one with one of our school board members, and she was school board member of the year for Houston Black, or well, Texas Association of Black School Educators. So she was a board member of the year. But it was able to come in, and she was talking about her dedication to our district. And at the end, she read the poem, "What is Our Greatest Fear?" And so then, you know, but she was just such a big person in the community. So that one got, you know, a lot of pushback, but that was able to get out to the district, and people were able to see that. So it was like a spotlight on one of our board members that made the people feel more connected, saying, oh, this is a real person, not just the person who set my hours or something. You know, so many of them. I talked to our first Black district attorney in Fort Bend County. He was the first African-American. And this is like recently, and you know, it's been a long time. So we talked about that, and one of his priorities was stopping the school to prison pipeline. Like, how can he stop that? And so he took that charge on as being the first Black DA. And so, you know, you think about all the things that he's already going through. And then when he says, well, I want to stop and put all my focus here to change things in school, then, you know, so those are the kind of shows that we have that are really groundbreaking to help educators, you know. I will say on my radio show this week, I have a friend who is he has a doctorate in educational leadership and special populations. And so then we're talking to teachers about special ed and how do we bring back special ed students who have bigger gaps than our gen ed students, and how are we safe, but how are we doing inclusion to where we really are accelerating the learning for those students. And so we gave teachers tips on how to do that. You know, just a lot of things.
Mr. Thomas, first of all, if I could go back in history and just be a student at your school, I would know that my administrator is more than someone just at school. He's my community guide. As I would matriculate, just having someone who is that Black Panther, that's what you really are. I love that you're doing that. Not just as children, to have a man of color that they could look up to, that you're doing the radio programming that is, you know, catered to the kids. They can listen to it. It's not restricted from them. You are that support for the teacher community, that outside of the classroom, you're doing things that they can see those people who are on the board that they wouldn't normally actually see. And also, what makes you so special, just as a man of color, to see a glass ceiling and shatter it and bring everyone together. I want to know, how can others who are listening out here, how can we find your show? And how can we be on your show? How can we come and support? What is it that you need, and how can we find you?
Yes. Well, if you go to kttv.com, that's kttev.com, you can get to all the social media there. You can see all the videos. So it's video, podcast, it's audio, so you'll be able to get both. Also, I'll start bringing in highlights from the radio show there. But if you look at social media, everything is the same handle, KTTV. So that's Facebook, from Facebook to LinkedIn. Just search that. Even go to Google and pull it up, and you'll see everything. And so that is really just emailing me, even through the website. Because for the show, if you are giving back to your community, if you have information that will help from your expertise in life, that can motivate somebody or change their path or change their paradigm, then that is what we want on the show, because we want to just really inform people. The motto of the show is bridging the gap between the school and the community. And so that's really what we focus on. You know, like teacher appreciation, I had a parent on from the community, from my school, you know, and she really talked about virtual learning and what she got out of it and her appreciation for the teachers, you know. So if you're motivating, inspiring, giving back, and sharing, please email me.
That's right, people. And while you're on his website, make sure you go down and look for Queen Sunny Honey, because I got a chance to come to the palace in amazing interview that I was fortunate enough to have a month ago with Mr. Thomas. So the next question, the real question, is what do you need? Because we the people, 2.4 million people out there, each one of us as a common collective, knowing that you are here doing some great things to support us, we need to be able to give back. So what are the needs that you have at KTTV?
Well, right now, the biggest thing is getting the message out to more people. So, you know, we got sponsorship for the podcast. You can come on and email me about that. But basically, that's it. Helping give a voice. So if everybody just share one podcast. You know, I was telling a friend last night, we got 5 million people in Houston. If I could figure out how to give $1 from everybody at the same time, we own. So I think those grassroots efforts, you know, spending a few dollars to sponsor. No, it's not a lot. But also just sharing and promoting the positivity. Every day I say to myself, if people really knew what is all on this YouTube channel, would they really skip it? Because, I mean, it's so much information, you know, from starting the podcast to couponing. We're talking about saving money, you know, just so much stuff. So just sharing. That would be the biggest thing.
So everybody out there, I need you to know the link and information will be found below, available. Please share. It costs you nothing to share. If you are a person who has a business, it doesn't matter what state you live in. This man runs the podcast world. He runs the radio world in Texas, the big state of Texas. Set your 10%, your ducats out. If you're going to give it to Facebook, give some Facebook a rest for a moment and take the time to sow a seed and an investment in someone who's actually talking to our people. If you go on the channel, he has loads and loads of videos. It's not just what Mr. Kendrick is bringing next, but like he said, there's an archive library filled with valuable information. If you have a business, go and get you some sponsorship. Allow this brother to sow that seed and promote and share to the entire world. Together we can. People have set up a business right here. And Mr. Kendrick, I would love to actually get back with you, because later on in the school year, we're going to need to connect. And yes. I want to get more information. I want these 2.4 million people worldwide are on one accord with you. And if there's anything here at the Queen Sunny Honey Show that we can do, CRS Radio, if you're ever in Jamaica and you just want to come on and get some love, we have a real station down there. We would love to have you come into the show at the radio show. If you're coming over to the Middle East, you know you are welcome. I got a cyber hug waiting on you.
I love it. Thank you.
And before you leave us today, I want to know, what do you have to say to the people, our people and our children, as we start this academic school year?
The biggest thing is I'll just restate. Right now, we need a lot of grace and empathy for one another. We got a lot going on, from social injustice, social unrest, to COVID, to trying to figure out how to teach kids on a computer and in person at the same time. And so it's a lot, but we understand that this is not the first time that we've been here. And we understand that this is not the last. And so then you got to do whatever is the best to help you cope through these times. But just understanding that we have to keep moving forward. you know. And whatever that looks like for you, whether it's being active, whether it's being vocal about your issues, or whether it's just making sure that you're okay inside of your home with your family, we got to keep moving forward. That's it.
All right. What about, brothers and sisters want some shirts. I have seen all over the websites, people everywhere. I've seen sisters with some fly shirts on. Where can we buy some of your apparel?
Hey, please go to kttv.com /shop, or just go through the website and browse. We do have the shirts there. We also have custom. So if you got a business or a company and you need custom shirts for your business, please go through the site, order, email me. I'll put you together a package, and we can get it going. Pretty much everything is so centralized at kttv.com. We can go so many places from there.
All right, one-stop shop. Y'all can leave Walmart alone right here, right now. We have our place to go. What about if I am a teacher, whether or not I'm an international teacher or someone there in America? I'm a person of color, and I love what you're doing, and I want to line up with the mission. To all the people who graduated from HBCUs and who are teachers out there, what can we do to link up and also to support KTTV?
Yes. Once again, I got a contact sheet on the website. So go there, message me or email me at kttv@gmail.com. And that way we can, you know, we can get together, because I'm trying to get into a few avenues. For instance, yesterday I talked to a lady who owns organizing and decluttering business. And so that is awesome. But not just about the decluttering business. Think about the mental health that goes with why people clutter in the first place. Like, what are you building this wall for? You know, and so that's our partnership. That's our angle. That we come in, you know, so it is one thing, is I love to help promote businesses, because I am creating a media company, but then how do we take that media one next step to really put it to somebody and help them? Mm-hmm. And so I love connecting with companies, and that's how we want to do it.
Man, Mr. Thomas, I'm so glad. It's early in the morning there, and I know it's like midday here, but I'm glad that you shared that, because what people don't realize, you're not just, you are Superman. You are a Black Panther. I want to thank you while you're still living. I want to, you know, just value and show the appreciation to the Black man. When I was in a taxi earlier today, it was hard. It was this thing lost in translation. I was trying to say how much I just love, love, love the Black man. And I told the driver, I was like, look, female teachers could have the kids acting crazy. That man could come to the door and your presence alone, no words from your mouth, you just cause a peace and a calmness. We can do nothing without valuable, great Black men like yourself. You have actually set a platform for others to come in, and I hope that other brothers out here will become better fathers. Or if they're not a father, they'll become more community driven, because what you're putting down, I'm picking up. And if you ever need some support from me personally or the show, please reach out. If there are businesses that you got something, if in 2021, I want you to do a membership thing, so every teacher on the planet who wants to line up, we could pay like a membership fee to be on this board, because you are going places, brother, and I will be with you at the top.
Thank you. I agree. Let's do this. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it so much.
Yes, sir. But I want to thank everyone for joining us today. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, coming every Freedom Friday. I expect that you will take this information given to you today from Mr. Kendrick Thomas and share. Yes, that's right, share. It costs you nothing. One thing we have to stop doing is being the one to share bad information. When the good news is here, and this is something that impacts our children, our teachers, and our entire community. So the challenge is on. Go to KTTV, like, share, love. And until next time, limitless blessings to you and yours. Thank you. Dubai, bye, boo.
Got it. Oh, I can't eat. Oh, there we go. Okay.
We good.
Okay.
Yes!
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's early, but it's okay.
you know, I'll be up early.
You're gonna have
to. I appreciate the time, you know, to get the word out.
No, you got a long day and a good weekend ahead. And next time we do this, I want to separate the educator from the boss radio man. And then and then the third time after that, I want a separation between, you know, because the business and you connect the community, it should be a whole different show from the educator. Should be a whole different show from the radio. So I will not be bothering you, but you need to know that this Zoom and all these things, I'm in partnership with you to the wheels fall off.
Let's do it.
The loss that you experienced, I just need you to know that I almost got teary-eyed during the doggone interview because of the energy coming in from they never died. Your brother, energy never dies. And that woman and that man and all the wonderful love that surrounds you, I am happy to be a part. So if you ain't adopting me, I just showed up. I'm that person like, where's he came from? She ain't going nowhere.
Man, look, I can't do it by myself.
I gotta order my t-shirt. It's gonna take like 4 months for me to get it, but
4 months.
I'm gonna order a shirt for sure. At least I might have it by April. You know what I'm saying? Be popping my collar.
I wonder how long would it take for real? Like, it take that long for real?
The
nail.
Yeah. But it'll be worth it. I ordered a Target, my little teacher's calendar. Back in July, I hadn't got here yet. I was like, dang, maybe I'll get it by December.
Yeah, it's semester. That's all semester gone, man. Oh, okay. Well, that'll be awesome. I appreciate it. But, the biggest thing, like I say, just partnering. Because it's so much. It's so much that needs to be accomplished. You know, like, people don't know. And then we fail because we don't know. And so how can I just help? That's pretty much it. Like I say, my hometown is 350,000 people. And so if I could bring some of the ideas and even some of the resources from a 5 million people place down to this 350,000, that's impact. You know, that's impact. So you think about the wars, but I'm saying you still have the integrated education ideas that we have from just people here doing it. You know? So money would be the only real divide of hope.
So it's not.
It won't be the information.
No.
Well, I mean, as far as with the education system and them being able to provide, you know, like down here, we almost 2-to-1 devices. But in my hometown, they can't afford stuff like that, you know, just with the school system.
Well, so, I'm an expert grant writer. I'm an expert, so.
There we go.
What's hard for you is easy for me. Sponsorship letters. You've been doing those already?
Yeah, I've been doing some. I got about five or six people now. As a matter of fact, the lady who I talked to yesterday is going to do them. So we got sponsorship. I'm doing it through the podcast, but then I'm also doing it through the radio show.
We talked about that before. Make sure you add Suicide Hotline to that sponsorship letter.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of funding, and most people don't go to that organization to partner up.
Especially with my brother's story.
That's your
brother's
story.
Yeah.
Man, I'm happy. I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's like, hey, it was easy. Everybody be doing it. So keep on pushing.
Don't ever stop doing them sponsorship letters. I mean, like, if you can get yourself a certain number that you can get a month, now that you got somebody helping write them for you.
Yeah.
Keep putting it out there because at the end, this is coming to the end of the fiscal year, and these tax incentives that they get as businesses. And I make sure, just a reminder, I don't know if I told you before, don't ask for less than 10 G's from them boys. Okay?
Okay.
10 racks, I'm holding you to it.
Well, yeah, let me start, like you say, yeah, let me go get that for the suicide people today.
The same template, just every time spirit puts something on your mind, it could be your brother, or grandma, somebody just putting a word on you. You just changing the name on the template, bro.
That's it.
Your timing is epic. And I know we did talk about the sponsorship letter. Let me give you a little reverse. There's this Cardi B rapper or whatever, and I do marketing. I have a couple other businesses, but I watched people's behavior, got my master's in behavior modification. A couple weeks ago, they came up with this really scantily clad video that she just came out with, and I made money off of it. Yo, boy, somebody, she had this young lady on her video, Sukiana, someone trying to get into the industry. I paid a little $5 promo to the girl. She had 4 seconds in the video, and one of my products just imploded. Then a couple days, that's 2 weeks ago. So I gave the money on September the 11th. She did the $5 promo, and I sold a lot of products. So I turned around, and I looked on social media, and she had something in her house that resembled what I sold in one of my stores. So I reached back. I was like, hey, can you take that image right here? And so that's what I'm doing this weekend, is go ahead, because everybody, she's had like 500,000 likes on that particular thing, people looking to buy that product. So you understand why I'm sharing this story with you, so you can be sensitive to things that are moving around you now, that, you know, it's like, get it while it's hot, because somebody else will jump on it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was just looking at that yesterday. The two people that I got coming on to the radio show this week both have over 10,000 followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so then they shared out the flyers yesterday. And so yesterday I had, like, I want to say 2 or 3 people who have over 8 to 10,000 followers started following me. You know, and so then you just just got to keep going with that hot, but also you got to be intentional about that. You know, that was not like by chance. So I agree with you.
Don't outshop them me in a year.
What'd you mean, outshopped?
Outshopped and owed me $40. Because he didn't caught a ride with me years ago in Virginia, and I dropped him off at this church, and the nigga looked at me and said, wait till after he ran collection plate, and he would run me my gas money. And he got his money. I ain't heard from Al since. So I don't want you to get all big up there. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there. Hey, Kendrick! Be sitting up there.
No.
You got the Nation of Islam bodyguards like you, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, man.
But if you bump into Al Sharpton, you better show him my Facebook page and then watch his expression. He gonna be like, she's still acting like that over $40. Damn, girl.
Look, man, that got interest by now, Al.
This was before the surgery, too.
Yeah.
Big ass. Man, I know you got to get off the work.
Yes, my God. It's Friday, though.
We don't work on Fridays over here. In Africa, they don't work on Fridays. In the Middle East, we don't work on Fridays. Yep, our school week is Sunday through Thursday. No one
Sunday
works.
Sunday through Thursday.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It's beautiful being black on a Friday, but I knew something would get my spirit growing up, how black people act on Friday. Payday?
Yeah, I'm about to go.
They flying in over here right now, because we get every day, I'm on a Zoom and they be like, 4 people in America are going to take a flight during our Zoom session. They just signed a contract. They're coming over. And I'm in the Zoom meetings and they're like, yeah, my next flight next week, I'm coming in. All of America.
It's crazy. Talk about money. We were the first people to start in Houston, right? We've been going to school since I was 6. Most schools didn't start until September 6th. So, like, August 5th through 9th, we did just a full week off. But we were going because our plan was to be the leaders. But as soon as they started talking about money, the people gave us 2 weeks to get back in the building. Like, 2 weeks to get back in the building. When they say we're not going to be paid for something such and such, we ain't worried about being safety no more. We're not worried about being the leaders in safety. We got 2 weeks to get your building back up. Let's go.
Funding.
So things change. Funding. Mm-hmm. You know, right now they sent out something, you know. Financials are looking bad. We enrollment is like, we use that 97. We are probably about 80%. So, you know, that is money. Teachers paychecks.
I interviewed some teacher from Louisiana yesterday. They dock her $10,000. I'm like, well, damn, how much was you getting paid? I wanted to ask that, but the balls of to know that everybody at her school was getting a pay deduction, and it was, she got a full $10,000, not $5,000, but $10,000 deduction from my last contract.
Yeah. And then probably about $40,000 they were getting paid. So she probably made it $35,000 or something.
I mean, in America, you got to supply stuff to the classroom. You still got to go and buy for the kids. But before I let you go, I tell you the best part is having the kids be sensitive to things going on. I accused a kid 2 weeks ago in summer school of plagiarism because he wrote something so profound, I didn't think he wrote it. He was writing about police brutality. He said as a sixth grader, he's saying as a young Islamic man, he knows what it's like for a black person in America with the police because how he feels going through airports. And he linked that paper up to the point I had tears. I was so ashamed when I realized in the sixth grade level that you understand the system of racism in America and you can compare it to us. You can make the human connection. So I just want to let you know that we know the same way that child is connected to me, I'm connected to you, brother.
Third grade, my mom had just went to prison, and I wrote a poem called Life Is, and as an 8-year-old, adults took it, and it was published in a statewide manual for students to read these poems. It was called The Seedlings Book, and so I understand totally where you come from. Like I say, I was 8, and it was called Life Is, you know, so, yeah. But I understand, you know, how it feels, because, man, it was real at that time.
Life is the
Seedlings
Book.
Yeah, it was called The Seedlings Book. It was a poem from students in Louisiana, all over the state, and so they put all our poems together. Like, teachers submitted them if they thought they were, you know, something good. And so, man, but it was real, because like I said, my mama had just left for 5 years, and so, yeah, I gave it to him raw.
You just confirmed something, but I'm you don't know what you're saying to me, but I promise you when you next time I see you, I'm gonna have something to show for
okay.
Yeah, with my students based on what you did with the Seedlings Book. I ain't gonna say nothing now because I'm gonna have something to show for it later.
Okay, show up there. Pull up.
Pull up. Right. Go and get your bowl of oatmeal and your cup of tea.
Get ready.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Like
or night or something.
Yeah, okay. All of the above.
Hey, okay, bye.